morning. Nursery is available for those of you with children up to the age of 2. It's located just on the other side of the fellowship hall there. We also have the live stream going in the teen room, so if you have children too old for the nursery but still having a hard time in the sanctuary, you're willing to, or you're able to take advantage of that. We have Christmas caroling tonight at 5 p.m., so we'll meet at the church, and then we will go caroling around town. There will be soup and sandwiches afterwards, and there's a sign-up sheet in the foyer if you'd like to bring a soup or a sandwich. If you're in the youth group and want to go caroling and then just come back to youth group would be nice. We have youth group at 6 o'clock. We also have our Christmas Eve service December 24th. That's Friday at 5 p.m. So Pastor Jim will be leading us in that. We have our young adults Bible study tomorrow night at 8 p.m. We also have our Camp Barnabas trip for the youth group. Will be July 30th through August 5th. If you are 14 years old through college age, please let me know if you have any interest in coming to Camp Barnabas with us. We'll have the opportunity to serve people with mental and physical disabilities in their week at camp, whether it be in accessory roles around camp or one-on-one counselors with them. So please let me know if you'd like to come with us at camp. We also have men's breakfast this Saturday at 8 a.m. That's December 18th. Are there any other announcements this morning? Call to worship this morning is Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7. Isaiah 9, 6 and 7. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
Please stand and join together in singing hymn number 132. 132, Angels We Have Heard on High. Angels We Have Heard on High, sweetly singing o'er the plains and the mountains in reply, echo back their joyous strains. Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Shall Dominus Deo, Gloria in excelsis Deo. See within a manger laid, Jesus, Lord of heaven and earth. Mary, Joseph, lend your aid with the sing our Savior's birth. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Greet one another this morning with a glory to God in the highest.
Good morning again, and welcome. This is our opportunity to share praises and prayer requests, and I have a few that I will mention, and then if you have some, I'll take those too. And I brought my own pen today, so I'm not going to be lighting up the stage this morning, but you probably saw an email about Kathy Heason broke her arm, so we'd be praying for Kathy. Continue to pray for Lorraine Augsburger and remember her and her recovery from the surgery that she had on her eye. Tom has surgery tomorrow, right? I'll pray for Tom. Continue to pray for Nathan Bonebright as well and his healing and doing the things he should do and not doing the things he shouldn't do, and pray for Brian and Deb also. Also, of course, we want to be mindful to remember in prayer the families that were impacted by the tornadoes that went through down in Kentucky in that area. A lot of devastation down in that part of the country. Other prayer requests or praises this morning that you might have? June, I think you had a procedure on...
I did, and I can actually see colors a little better today. So
okay. So do I look better or worse? All right. You don't have to answer. That's okay. Any others? Okay. Oh, yeah.
I have two new great-granddaughters.
Two new great-granddaughters for Kay. Okay. That's exciting.
And my sister is feeling well, but having to take it easier than men.
Okay. Yeah, okay. So two new great-granddaughters. That's a big praise. And continue to pray for Kay's sister. And she's doing well, but needs to continue to rest and recover. So anything else? All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the opportunity to come together this morning to worship you. We thank you for this season and the reminder that it is that the whole reason we come together to worship is because of your love for us and the gift of your Son, his willingness to come to earth in human form and be born as a baby in a manger. And we thank you for the Christmas story, but also that we know that it's not just a story. It is a true account of a miraculous demonstration of your love for us. We pray that you would be with our service this morning and also with our Sunday school program that will be presented. We thank you for the children that are part of our church. We thank you for each one who is here today, especially those who are visiting or maybe our extended family who are here for the program. We just pray that they would be encouraged today. We pray that you would continue to be with those on our prayer list. We pray for those who have health needs that are pressing right now. We pray that you would be with Tom tomorrow in the surgery that he has. We pray that you would guide the doctors as they perform that surgery. We pray that it would be successful and that his recovery would be without complication. We thank you that June's procedure went well on Friday and that she's now seeing better. We pray you continue to be with her recovery also. And for Lorraine, with her recovery from her eye surgery as well. We pray that you'd be with Kathy and recovery from her broken arm. I pray that she'd be careful what she does with her arm and pray that it would heal properly. We do pray that you would continue to be with Nathan. We pray that you would continue to work in his body and bring healing. We thank you that he is showing some signs of improvement. He's being able to articulate a little bit more, able to use his hands a little bit more. We pray that he would just be careful to not do the things that he shouldn't, like removing the wrap from his head and some other things I'm sure that are irritating and maybe even frustrating for him. We just pray that he'd be mindful of the healing process. We pray that you'd continue to be with Brian and Deb and encourage them, and we thank you that they're able to be there with Nathan. We pray that you would be with the families and the communities in Kentucky and the devastation that they experienced with these tornadoes that went through. As we look at pictures that we see on the news, we are aware of just how quickly life can be completely changed, even for an entire community. And yet we also know from your word that you are sovereign and that nothing happens that you don't allow to happen. And as we think about that devastation and the loss of life and the impact that it has, we, in our humanness, struggle to see how anything good could come out of that, but yet we trust that you have a purpose. And so we just pray that you would be with churches in that area today especially, and for those that are involved in cleanup operations and ministering to those who are experiencing the loss of their earthly possessions, those that are grieving the loss of family. And we just pray for your strength and encouragement in that community. We do pray that you would be with Kay's two new great-granddaughters. We thank you for their healthy arrival. We pray that they would continue to grow and that eventually they would come to know you, your son, as Savior. We thank you for the country that we live in. Thank you for the freedoms that we have here. We just pray that we would never take those for granted. We pray that you would give wisdom and discernment to our elected officials. We thank you especially for the men and women who serve in elected office who are believers. We pray that they would stand firm on their convictions and on your word, and that they would honor you with the decisions that they make. We thank you for the men and women who serve in the armed forces and keep our country safe. We think especially of them this time of the year, as it's perhaps harder than other times to be separated from family and loved ones, especially if they're stationed overseas or somewhere away from their family. So we just pray that they would be able to connect with their family during this season and that they would just know how much we appreciate their service on behalf of our nation. And again, we thank you most of all for the gift of your son. We thank you that you loved us enough that even in our sinful state, you chose to send your son to earth that he might be the payment for our sin, that he might be our Savior, so that we might have our sins forgiven and know that our hope is secure, our eternity is secure, that we will spend eternity in your presence. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Beautiful morning to come and sing and praise the Lord and to love others through prayer and through music and through the sermon this morning. I want to share just a little story. Most of you know that I have a daycare. And this week we've been doing gifts for our parents. And I told them we were going to have a birth or a party this coming week. And one of the little boys said to me, "When we have this party, can we sing Happy Birthday to Jesus?" And in that moment, I thought to myself, yes, yes, they do, they love, they know. And that's amazing, that's a gift. And I just, it just really helped my heart in that moment and made me just feel the love of God. And I thought it was a neat little story, so I wanted to share it with you. So let's stand this morning. Let's praise the Lord in music.
Burning, and heaven and nature see, and heaven and no one else that could provide the way. Thank you, Father, for sending your Son. And as we celebrate his first advent, knowing that he grew up, that he did not stay in the manger, but he came to seek and to save those who were lost, that he was crucified, but we celebrate he also rose again and has ascended to your right side. Father, we thank you for our time together today, that we can celebrate the first advent of your Son as we wait his second coming. In Jesus' name.